From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Afghanistan today, there were more gains by the Northern Alliance as the rebel coalition continued its long-awaited offensive against Taliban positions on the plain north of Kabul. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
The battle for the Shamali Plain began this morning with airstrikes and artillery. From a hilltop bunker near the village of Rabat, Northern Alliance fighters watched as an American B-52 bomber attacked the Taliban front line. The B-52 dropped a string of bombs over an 800-yard stretch of territory. This was just one of many airstrikes launched as the alliance simultaneously unleashed its own cannons and rocket launchers. Despite the barrage, the Taliban did fight back with its own heavy artillery. In the afternoon, Northern Alliance soldiers began a ground assault by attacking Taliban positions already weakened by the American and alliance bombardments. In Rabat, 10 volunteer fighters in civilian clothes clambered onto a truck and yelled, "God be Almighty," as they left for the front. An hour later, a column of aging Alliance tanks followed. Their treads filled the air with dust that stayed hanging over the wide Shamali Plain. At a command field headquarters close to the front line in Rabat, 400 uniformed Alliance soldiers waited for the order to go into battle. These men would be the second wave of the Alliance's ground attack. A 20-year-old soldier named Abdul Rahman said he wasn't scared of what was soon to come. "I'm very excited," he said. "I'm born to fight." The order came over an officer's radio, and without hesitation, the soldiers walked off through the rising dust south towards Kabul. By this time, the artillery and airstrikes had all but stopped. Instead, the sound of gunfire echoed in the distance. Periodically, Alliance troops fired black smoke flares into the sky to mark their positions. By late afternoon, it was clear that the Alliance had crossed the front line and that the opposition fighters were now advancing deep into Taliban territory. As the sun was setting, a white Toyota truck loaded with Alliance fighters appeared from the direction of the battleground. A triumphant Alliance fighter eagerly showed off the vehicle's two unarmed passengers. The men were Taliban fighters, both captured along with the white truck, which had lost its entire windshield. Both men were dirty and dressed in civilian clothes. One of the prisoners, a man named Gul Muhammad, said he'd only been fighting at the front line for a total of 4 days. "When I saw the enemy, I surrendered immediately," he said. "Taliban soldiers from Pakistan were forcing me at gunpoint to fight this week. I'm more scared of them than of the Northern Alliance." After sunset, tracer bullets lit up the night sky as fighting continued in the distance. At an evening press conference, Alliance Foreign Minister Abdullah announced his forces had intentionally stopped their advance within 4 miles of the Afghan capital.
"We should evaluate the situation and we should try our best not to enter Kabul. That should be our focus."
Abdullah said he sees two possible scenarios for the city. The Taliban might retreat en masse, as they did from Mazar-e-Sharif in the northwest on Friday. Or hardline fighters, including foreign volunteers, could stay and fight a desperate battle for control of each of the city's streets. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Rabat, Afghanistan.